This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Priya Badu. Today is International Women's Day. The Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Purnayak, has extended his warm greetings to the incredible women of the state. He said that this year's theme, Give to Gain, reminds all of us a powerful truth that when we give with purpose, we all grow. When women are supported, empowered and visible, families grow stronger, communities become more resilient and society as a whole move forward, he said. Further, the governor said that in Arunachal Pradesh, women have emerged as inspiring symbols of self-reliance and determination, strengthening their households while contributing meaningfully to the economy and community development. He called upon every woman to believe in her worth, assert her rights, and confidently pursue greater opportunities, leadership, and economic independence. In a remarkable milestone for horticultural innovation in Arunachal Pradesh, the Pristine Valley of Anini has witnessed the successful blooming of tulips for the first time. The pioneering scientific trial was conducted by Dr. Oying Jamo, horticulture specialist at Krishi Vigyan Kendra, Dibang Valley. The initiative aimed to evaluate the feasibility of cultivating tulips in Anini, a region whose agroclimatic conditions bear striking similarities to the renowned tulip-growing landscape of Jammu and Kashmir. Beyond its horticultural significance, the initiative holds immense promise for horticulture-based tourism. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, India is taking on New Zealand in a final clash at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad today. Winning the toss, India chose to bat first. India were 127-1 in 10 overs. This is Indian team's fourth appearance in a T20 World Cup final as they aim for a record-breaking third title. New Zealand, on the other hand, is playing their second final as they chase their maiden trophy. Suspected contraband allegedly transported from Itanagar to Dapurijo through a passenger Tata Sumo recovered after alert drivers informed the police on Saturday. A person reportedly arrived at the location to collect the package, raising suspicions among the drivers and locals present. Acting on the information, police personnel reached the spot and took the suspected contraband into custody for verification. Police have initiated an investigation to ascertain the origin and destination of the contraband and to identify those involved in the illegal transportation. Further details are awaited as the investigation progresses. In a proactive move to bridge the gap between awareness and action, the Arunachal Pradesh University observed the 115th International Women's Day today by hosting a specialized self-defense workshop at its campus. The workshop featured expert instructors of karate. Moving beyond theoretical discussions, the training team conducted rigorous practical demonstrations and interactive sessions focusing on basic yet effective techniques to neutralize physical threats. The Arts Club of Dehradunatung Government College, in collaboration with IQAC, organized a workshop-cum-career counseling on emerging careers in fine arts. The highlight of the event was a session conducted by the invited resource person, Pallav Saikia, Assistant Professor, Department of Fine Arts and Music, who delivered an insightful talk on the importance of women in the field of fine arts by tracing its history. The Monpa and Sherdukpan community today celebrated Losar 2026, the Year of Fire Horse 2153 at Thupten Ga Sailing Itanagar Gonpa. The celebration was marked by various cultural dances and songs. Mama Natung, Home Minister, and Tojir Kadu, MLA, graced the celebrations as chief guest and guest of honor. The Losar Festival at Itanagar was celebrated under the banner of the Itanagar Buddhist Cultural Society, Itanagar. Elected Gram Panchayat members and Gram Panchayat chairpersons of Giba Circle in Upper Subansiri District conducted an inspection tour of various infrastructure projects under PMGSY roads and electricity connections in the area under the initiative of ZPM7 Giba Mayum Dobin. Speaking on electric infrastructure dilapidated conditions, ZPM Mayum urged the Department of Power and the Government of Arunachal Pradesh to take immediate steps to restore electricity in the affected villages and improve the power infrastructure in the circle. The monthly literary sitting of Arunachal Pradesh Literary Society was held in Itanagar. It was the 149th uninterrupted series of literary sitting APLS has conducted since 2008, presided by its president Yishi Dorji Thongchi. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.